This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Today, Art on High released their public art master plan. The group has been collecting public opinion and mapping out how art might look in the burgeoning area of the Short North. Here to help us understand the plan is Amanda Golden. She's the managing principal of Designing Local, the firm that was hired to run the Art on High planning process. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Claire. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us, what were the key findings of the plan?
The city has invested $25 million in a streetscape project. And with the streetscape project, there's going to be widened sidewalks, buried utility lines. And as part of the streetscape investment, the city committed 2% of the project budget, which is $420,000, to purchase public art to be a part of the streetscape. And so we were tasked with looking at the streetscape, how the different areas along the street were going to improve, and where art could fit best within those improvements. Some of those locations are meandering from, you know, maybe West 3rd to East 3rd. And those are all considering the development that's coming, what's happening with the streetscape, as well as where people will see them most.
How much will this project cost in total? Will it come in under that $420,000 budget you're talking about?
It will. That's the only budget that is available to the artist. So when the artist call goes out in April, the artist to apply will understand that that is the full budget. And then out of that budget, they are expected to do design and fabrication as well as installation of the piece or pieces.
What about maintenance?
The city will be responsible for maintenance, and they will be partnering with the Short North Alliance to make sure that maintenance of that piece is a priority.
Why this area? The Short North already has a ton of foot traffic, lots of commercial business. It's got a lot of attention from the city. Does it really need to be beautified by a public art initiative?
Well, that's a great question. This isn't the only location that the city is making this type of investment. They are actually thinking about capital improvement projects and how they spend money on public art. So in the same way that they've spent this money in the Short North, they've also done it on Parsons. And I hope that this is something that many of the other neighborhoods are also thinking about as they receive new capital improvements in their neighborhoods as well.
You mentioned that the artists will be selected in April. Where will they come from? Are they going to be entirely local?
That's really up to the selection committee. So the RFQ will go out in April. And the RFQ means it's a request for qualifications, and that kind of lays out what's expected of the artist to apply. Those artists will then apply, and then there will be three finalists who will go into contract to actually create a proposal. So they'll actually, if they're not local, they'll visit Columbus, they'll look at the options and the locations that they could possibly put art in. And then they will propose their idea. So they'll go back to wherever they're from, back to their studios, and they'll work on an idea and develop a proposal to bring to the selection committee and the Columbus Arts Commission. This is a national call, but it doesn't preclude any local artists. And we know how many wonderful local artists we have, so we really hope to get a good response from the local artist community.
It's just not inherently limited to the local artist committee to start.
Correct.
When should we expect to see the first art on the street from this project?
It's expected that all design and installation work be completed by fall of 2019. Public art takes a long time. Public art isn't created in a few months. Pieces that are of this scale do take quite a long time. There's engineering, there's design, there's working with public service to make sure that placement of the art doesn't interfere with any of the traffic signals or anything that's going on below ground that we as normal people don't even know is happening underground. So there's a lot of time that has to go into developing a public art proposal and then installing that piece.
Amanda Golden, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much, Claire.
Amanda Golden is the managing principal for Designing Local. That's the firm that was hired to run the Art on High planning process. They released their strategic plan today.